This is Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Jared Dubin joining us. CBS Sports talks some NFL. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. All right, let's talk about the game in London really quick, because I know Jacksonville got the win, but the Dolphins now are 1-5. Is this a hot seat situation for Brian Flores, or there are things, including some injuries, that are explaining this?
I think there are some injuries that are explaining it, but I also think they're in a pretty bad situation right now. Like, they traded down in the draft and then traded back up so they could make sure they got Jalen Waddle. And I was just listening to a podcast and heard they're giving up the number 2 overall pick to the Eagles right now because they're 1-5. And obviously they lost the Jags. The Jags had the tiebreaker there. So that's a really, really bad situation. And it seemed like their rebuild was going pretty well. And now they look like they're taking a pretty significant step backward. They can't really do much offensively. I mean, some of what happened yesterday on defense is excusable. They didn't have either of their top 2 cornerbacks for the game. But what's happening on offense for them right now is really bad. And they haven't really figured out their offensive line. They keep rotating these running backs all over the place. I don't know what they're doing on that side of the ball.
There was a belief in the preseason that this was a team that was built around, had really good pieces enough to go to the playoffs and make a little bit of noise if they had the right quarterback, and they were waiting for Tua to see if he was that quarterback. Was that true, or is a lot of that falling apart?
I mean, some of it seems like it's falling apart. It's really confusing to watch them offensively. I'm not sure at times what kind of team they want to be, and that's never a good place to be as an offense.
Right. All right, let's go to the Cowboys. An overtime victory against the Patriots. They have now won 5 straight, and Dak Prescott and the Cowboys look like they're rolling along. What do you like about them, and what concerns you?
I like everything about their personnel and the way they're running on offense. I like Trayvon Diggs and Randy Gregory, and I really do not like the coaching decisions made by Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
He's going to lose them a game at some point. Like, this is why, you know, he had the bad decision to kick the field goal and give the ball back to Tom Brady in week 1, came back to bite him, and then, you know, he kept making this game management mistakes over the last few weeks, but they were just, you know, killing teams. So people were like, oh, why are you complaining about Mike McCarthy? And you know, yesterday is why, because he keeps making these game management mistakes in games that are close also. And eventually it's going to come back to bite them against a team that's too good.
And even though the Patriots are sitting at 2-4, how do you see Mac Jones? He did some really good things. I mean, he's still a rookie, so he's going to make some mistakes, but it seems like he's progressing.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's taking some good strides. Like, he knows what he's doing. He doesn't look lost on the field, which is always a good sign, especially when you're a rookie. He doesn't have some of the, you know, high-end traits that a lot of other young quarterbacks have. So he's going to have to win more with decision-making and being quick and making sure that the ball goes to the right guy, which, you know, it's a lower baseline to work from, but he also has, you know, 2 of the best coaches that you could ask for to operate with that kind of quarterback on his side, which, you know, is pretty good for him. But I do think at this point you ideally want a quarterback that can make those outside of structure plays and does have, you know, those really high-end traits, just because it gives you another out if everything doesn't go right off the snap. And he doesn't really have that, but there are ways to succeed if you don't. We've seen it from other guys. It just tends to be the guys who are older and more experienced, because you need to be able to draw on that wealth of knowledge to be able to do those kind of things.
Sometimes we get a matchup of teams that have, you know, are on top of the standings, and sometimes there's, when they play, it has a lot of meaning, and sometimes it doesn't have a lot of meaning. Where do you put the Ravens over the Chargers in the way the Ravens won that game? Big deal, no deal, just one of those games? Or does it say something about both teams we've got to pay attention to?
I think it says something about the Ravens for sure. You know, they had been winning previously basically on the back of Lamar throwing the ball all over the field. Their pass game was not working as well yesterday, so they just ran it all over the place. And that was, like, you know, a vintage Ravens defense performance, just, you know, putting Justin Herbert in a headlock, putting the entire run game they couldn't run anywhere. I think they had something like 14 yards rushing or something along those lines. And they basically just were able to do nothing on the ground. That Ravens defense, obviously, they've had so many injuries this year. And for them to come out and play that way against an offense that had been really moving the ball up and down the field with relative ease over the last few weeks, that was really, really impressive. For the Chargers, I think you just chalk it up like every once in a while you're going to have a bad game. I don't think it necessarily is indicative of anything that we should expect from them in the future.
Cardinals and Browns. Cardinals go to 6-0 with the win, but the Browns dropped to 3-3. And I know Baker Mayfield was dealing with an injury, and this sort of plagued this team. How dangerous is that 3-3 mark for Cleveland in the AFC, and where are they? Where do you see them right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty dangerous. They are falling, a decent bit back. Baltimore is 5-1 now, so they're, two games back in the division. And, you have Buffalo could go to 5-1 tonight. There's a bunch of, 4-2 teams in there. So it is somewhat difficult. Like, you can't drop much further back than they are right now. Obviously, they've had so many injuries that are affecting them, but they don't have their bye until I think like something like week 14, I think, or somewhere around there. And they're not getting healthier really anytime soon. Like, maybe they get Jarvis Landry back soon, but Baker's got this shoulder issue now, and they play on Thursday night, and they've got defensive backs hurt, half their offensive line is hurt. I don't know how you expect them to get much healthier anytime in the next couple of weeks, and it's concerning just with their offense. They already had Nick Chubb out, and Kareem Hunt got hurt yesterday too, and that's obviously the strength of their team is their offensive line and their run game, and I just don't know what you do right now.
Yeah, because look, they've lost two games close, and this one wasn't, but after a while you can just go, well, they lost, but before you know it, they pile up, and then you're starting to struggle.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you saw that yesterday offensively. Last week against the Chargers, they struggled quite a bit on defense. Some of that was, I think, both Garrett and Clowney got hurt during that game. They were back yesterday, but it's at a certain point, injuries cascade to the point where you become a different team, and I think that's what you saw from them yesterday. And I don't think that's what we should expect from the Browns going forward either. Like, eventually they'll get some of these guys back. I think luckily their schedule is not quite as tough the next few weeks as it was. Like, they're not playing the Chargers and Cardinals the next 2 weeks.
Right.
They get Denver on Thursday and then Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. So it does let up slightly, but it's not like those teams are terrible. I'm pretty sure all three of those teams are 3-3 or 4-2. So it's not like they're playing nobody over the next few weeks either.
The Bengals beat a winless team in the Lions, but at 4-2 and Joe Burrow, 3 touchdowns. Yeah, it's against the Lions, but where are the Bengals in the hierarchy of teams in the AFC?
It's really tough to get a read on them to me. They were competitive against the Packers, but you look at their wins. They beat the Jaguars barely. They beat a Steelers team that was doing basically nothing. They beat the Lions by a few touchdowns. They had that crazy win against the Vikings in week one, and then they lost to the Bears. Like, I really, really don't know what to think about them. I think they play the Ravens next week, so that'll tell us, I think, a decent bit more. And then they play the Browns a few weeks after that. So I feel like we'll learn a lot more about them over the next few weeks than we did over the first 6.
I don't want to get extreme. I don't want to get, sort of hyperbolic here. But what's going on with the Giants? Is there a nuclear option where everybody goes? Are they working through some things? I mean, I feel like on the one hand, you could fix a few things and maybe get the team back to respectability a little bit. But then there is the nuclear option where coach, general manager, quarterback all have to go and they have to start fresh. Where are they?
I think they're way closer to starting fresh than to slight tweaks of things. They've been doing slight tweaks of things over these last few years. And they just spent a whole bunch of money this offseason, too.
Yeah.
To bring in a bunch of free agents. And that has not worked out very well. Obviously, Kenny Galladay has been injured. There's not much you could do about that. But, Daniel Jones obviously had the turnover issues yesterday. That was something that he had somewhat under control through the early weeks of the season. I think that Kadarius Toney going out really hurt them. Like, he looked incredible for the first drive of the game, and then all of a sudden it was like, he's done for the day. And then they basically just had nothing going offensively the rest of the way. And, you know, they can't really cover in the secondary. The defensive regression, if Washington's defense hadn't become, like, the worst defense in the league, somehow so many more people will be talking about this defensive regression the Giants have had, which is just crazy right now.
Your thoughts tonight on Buffalo and Tennessee and the Titans with Derrick Henry, but the Bills' defense is just giving up a handful of points and have already pitched two shutouts. Give us your thoughts on what you might see in Nashville tonight.
I think that we're going to see a show from the Bills based on what we've seen that Titans defense look like this year.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody's been waiting on the Stephon Diggs breakout game. They're scoring all these points, and he hasn't really had his big breakout yet. The Titans are giving up so many deep passes down the field. I think if there's any night for Stephon Diggs to break out, this might be it.
Jared, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You got it. Jared Dubin, CBS Sports, as we talk some NFL with him on our Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Tony D, again, Ron Culver out sick today as we continue with Wake Up Call.